Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your holy
Welcome to Living Scriptures, where God's word is alive and has the power to turn our situation around. We are excited as you are about today's Living Scripture. We started a series last Sunday on You Shall Have Good Success, and today we continue with that series. I am Morenike, and Pastor Charles is here. Now, our key scripture from last week is from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. You shall have good success.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah.
Hello, my dear listeners, you shall have good success. What then are the blueprint of strength? What are the blueprint of being strong and courageous? Don't forget, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make your way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. He now says in verse 9, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Good success. Good courage. To have good success, you need good courage. He says, furthermore, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Number one, these are the blueprint I believe will help you to have good success. You have to be strong in the face of a loss. In this instance, we saw Joshua losing a leader, not just a leader, a mentor. And at that point in time, that Joshua needed to be strong and courageous, he had no one to lean on. When you just suffered a loss and you will hope to have good success after that, you need to be strong and courageous. Number two, blueprint is be strong when you are unsure. Be strong when when things are or your circumstances looks uncertain. See, Joshua was not sure what is going to happen after Moses' death. And there are so many times and instances in our life that we'll find ourselves unsure of the future. That is when to be strong and courageous. Number three, blueprint. Be strong when you lack no specific direction. When you have no one to guide you for your future tasks or for the task ahead of you, you have to be strong at that point in time. Number four, be strong when you feel weak. Be strong when you are even weak. Number five, be strong always. Never allow a slack moment of weakness. Be strong always. If you will take these five blueprints to mind, I can assure you, you shall have
I'm gonna see.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is a reminder to all our friends and to the general public about our monthly healing and deliverance service holding from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, hosted by the Fresh Anointing International Church. We look forward to having you join us, fellowship with us, and we believe the Lord will do you good in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, talking about courage, there's another wonderful friend. And this story is also another excerpt that illustrates such. I have a friend named Will Smith, who is another one of those bold characters. He owns a used car lot. If you were to walk into his shop and ask for the price of the red truck out front, he would ask you, "Do you know Jesus?" A truck's not gonna do you any good unless you have Jesus. I love it because it has sharpened me and helped me to become that guy too. I am not nearly as good as Will, but he's teaching me how to be bold, creative, and courageous. But you must also find some new guys and hang out with a different group of people to sharpen you. You must constantly be in the recruiting business. That is what we are charged to do. You shall have good success.
Welcome back, my dear listeners. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. We can't just stop retreating, quoting, referencing, basking, enjoying this powerful scripture. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, friends, but you will meditate therein day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and dear friends, you will have good success. It says in verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, you shall have good success." As we conclude today, let me just tell you that living the Christian life is the best decision which will guarantee making the impossible possible in your life, giving you that, you know, leverage for boldness in life. Jesus makes the difference. He gives you a unique identity. And that's why every time we do not like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God, if you are yet to be one. If you would like to make that bold step today, why don't you bow down your heads quietly wherever you are and just feel sorry for the way you've lived, speaking quietly to God, ask Him to forgive you. Forgiveness by the precious blood of Jesus. As you do that, put your hand to your chest, please, if you will, and make this confession of faith with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always in Jesus' name.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ at gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you. Let your living